very controversial conversation this evening. And I say controversial because, hey, I know a lot of people are going to go all out and be brutally honest about this one, and it might not be something that we women will like hearing, but I believe Gutsi, sometimes in order to fix what is broken, we must face the truth and not run away from it. Because if you run away from the truth, you'll never know what is wrong, which means there will never be a solution. Solutions only come when the diagnosis is correct. And uma ngabe kunento leyi-one lesihlazako kakhulu as women, it is the fact that, firstly, we are nurturers. Women give birth to children, they raise children. We play a very important role in the family as an institution, taking care of the family, and loving. And yakubona nje konke lokho, hi role emfati, to bring unity, to raise, to, you know, instill the values. Because angisisi sinemadodza fanele abe ma provider. Lokho shoze indvodza nje ingazi provide ma resource, the rest is left up to us. That's why bathi a wise woman can turn anything into a castle. Ungamnika ma resources lamancane, but if she's wise, she can turn your house into a castle. Awusalumange. Kodwa uma kufika like my friendships, hey, we become something else. Sometimes I envy the gentle brothers. You know, the brotherhood is very strong. A clear example is the fact that if you date a guy and he knows what's when, unenvota, oh, he will date you, aganaking, but he will punish you on behalf of his brother. Because if that man finds out and leaves you, usukunenhlanhla kabi, if the other one turns an honest woman out of you, he's going to punish you. He's not going to make the same mistake as that one. In fact, he will be the vengeance of that man. You will go back and apologize. Uze eh wena bongiphatha kahle bongithanda sithandwa sami lele sengihlangana nako ngala eh eh. He's avenging his brother. He's making sure. Because by the time he's done with you, you know exactly what you are. Because you had a man who loved you. And what did that yield him? So, man, I will avenge him. I will treat you how he should have treated you. I won't make the same mistake that he made. But with us women, we don't protect the sisterhood. And for some reason, even within our friendships, and people find out about it, in most cases, it's not our male friends that publicize our personal problems. It's our female friends, the ones that should be nurturing and caring and considerate and understanding and supportive as fellow women. Those are the ones that will make sure everyone knows what is happening in your backyard. Those are the ones that will publicize. Kuzinvotsi hlaza kangakanani emphakathini. Ah, uyadentisa lo yabamthansi. Lenvotsa yendani yendani yendani. But when you confide in gentle brothers, they will advise you, but talk bonus and even tell you what you deserve better. But le conversation ito pelela lapo. So this evening, please, gentle brothers, Lana, I'm appealing to you to tell us kuthi what is the secret. Lelenda kuthi nithandzane nibe united. Yata angaze ngathola majita bathi akavani ngoba bashera. Eh, majita ayavana. Was love at some point. And it did not change anything in their brotherhood. Basana tabonga basa hamba bonge. In fact, boy two basaling ayo mundu bam lasela le sighting. Hey, it's never fadi. We can kill each other. We can kill each other over a man who doesn't even love the both of us, by the way. We are well aware of it. But we can kill each other, even with knowing who's this person who has lala. But still, we won't hold him accountable. We'd rather kill each other. So what is the secret? We want to fix the sisterhood. What is the secret, the missing link that we women need in our friendships and in the sisterhood in general, so that we are also able to build, you know, friendships that are principled, where there's integrity, where there's honesty. You understand? Let us know, gentle brothers, because why do men get along peacefully in friendship, but women are always fighting? Silwisayini. And uma ngabe ngini nisho, kusilwisa ngithi sitonibeke esayidini sibone ukuthi ngini leni siphehlela amandla amnyama. Let us know. The station's Facebook page is Razz FM 943. I'm open to getting all the advice I can on this one, because I really want to have more female friends this year. Yeah, I think for now, I want to fix the sisterhood. I want to know. It's okay, MoFingLFS. This is what you need to fix in your friendships with people of the same gender. It's Ken Phonik, Fly Away. It's Razz FM with Mariah Carey. We belong together. You're still tuned in to Razz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And we're fixing the sisterhood. I'm taking notes on how we can improve our friendships. Because I you watch reality shows, you'll be shocked. You will be shocked. It's always women that are fighting. It's always women that are humiliating each other, bringing each other down, destroying each other's reputations. But mawutubuka majita, you are always cruising nicely, shem, in friendships. Even when men go out, batile boys a weekend, they can go out from Friday until Sunday, really have fun. Aguhambe bafate. So we are sasigwebene labanye sekuvele kuphelile sesiyabanqenga sisitoyikhuluma ekhaya vele sekumoshakele. So I asked on the station's Facebook page, Razz FM 943, was why do men get along peacefully in friendship but women are always fighting? Please do let us know. I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment, but here are just a few things. I did take notes elsewhere to say, okay, what is it about men that is slightly different in their character and their wiring, if we may call it that, from us women? And the first thing was that men do not get emotionally involved. They keep their emotions at a distance. So men are able to apply their minds and put their emotions aside. You understand? Another challenge is that we're very emotional and we make so many mistakes because we act on our feelings. We do things based on how we feel. When in reality, you know, we need to apply our minds to say, no, man. Lendo la ito compromise the friendship yam nemgan. Ubobo na nasikabana. Bafati banga kabana. Yo, yo, yo. Sitoti vatonge no gusibo anyani sibegaba tola guye nan. Because lo mundu so acta on my emotions ake anger over whatever the issue is at that moment between them. Sebaya kolela na selflas. Because now everyone is questioning that friendship to say, wow, you guys are still friends after all the things that you said to us about your friend. It is because in that moment, when they were feeling the way they were feeling, they were not thinking umabakulum. The second one is men do not dwell on the small stuff. They do not sit around and overanalyze all the details. This one I certainly agree with. Men are just easygoing, man. You know, if a guy comes through, hey, machita ninjani, ay ngabuya. Hey, you know, we analyze everything. And we read too much into things that might not even mean anything, overlooking the fact that, hey, people have their lives, they are going through things. And sometimes, really, we are sangana ne mundu utu wena we amchablela. Oh, friend! Lelo langa umtole nje, asanga sangene, enutole kuti agasi ready kuluma ngayo lendo. Irresponse yakhe ingabe ngiloglok joyele sesisho hey lone mamuthi u on and off ufuna sihleke makufuna yena. She thinks she's all that. No, she's going through something, and naturally when someone is going through something, it will affect them ne behavior yabo. Allow that person to go through it in private, and when they're ready to share, they'll do that. It's not that deep. It has nothing to do with you. and the friendship or iyabeka jealousy why namhlanje ngimbingelela ngoba uyabona ukuthi ngiqhoke kahle kumbe ungibone ngapha nemuntu wami waba snacks hey mhlambe bekanedinga ingatake that's all that it is. The third one, men do not try to rationalize being treated badly. If a man feels disrespected, he distances himself. Sometimes, that is all that needs to be done. If you sense, no man, la, I don't like what's going on, distance yourself. Distance yourself. You don't have to fight, argue, nibe petty, distance yourself. Until you are in a better space, emotionally and mentally, to address it with the relevant person. But distance yourself. Why finally go be in a drama ke manje? With women, bangazi go be na thule qabanako. Se finally sithathe ma side manje. Se finally the whole squad ibe divided, go be in a drama, go be na labe mangala, labe mengalana. And lento le, it becomes complicated because sometimes we really do not know what it's about. It's not even about what we think it's about. But now we have to get involved because we understand we have to show some kind of loyalty to how this one feels. And at a later stage, in actual fact, this one is being unreasonable. The friendship circle is already compromised because now that one who knew with everyone else does not know because this thing is not that deep, will also not take kindly to kusinyalo seniyangihlekisa ngoba seniya realize no it was never your business to get involved in the first place but nyalo ngoba seniya realize sifanele ngihleke no why vele sekuphelile bese kuyamoshakala mngani and sometimes we just need to be brutally honest with our friends and people lesiphila nabo to say buka if you've got an issue with someone have an issue with that person on your own ungasifaki thini ngoba noma seniyilungisa le issue angeke nisibide. Nizokhala phansi nikhulume noyithuni resolve thina manje kuto share kuphi kona lokho thina ngoba vele beyingasifaki wasiqaleni our relationship with that individual will be compromised and we ngeke sikhona kuyilungisa ngoba the one thing lekuto funa siqhaza kuthi kwaseqaleni wena bengone ngani wena besibanga ini ngoba mina naloya we know why we were not on good terms but wena utakuto apologize for in because there was no problem between me and you. You created a problem, but there wasn't. Hey, wanna la say ba complicated con. The fourth one, men do not try to fix, they accept people as they are. Men do not lie to themselves. That's one thing I love about my Machita. Machita, they know that one friend who's a liar and they accept them and even tell them, there's nothing that comes out of your mouth, let's do it as serious. But nonetheless, you are still our friend. Machita will tell you, kuthi lo mngani wami loya. Ngiyamathi ukuthi capable of ukuthi angangibetraya ngimfadi wami. So I will never bring mfadi wami around that friend. But nonetheless, they are still a friend. I just know what boundaries to set in that particular friendship. They will never call a snake a rabbit in the interest of... No. They will tell you, I know my friends. I know what they're capable of. I know which one I can rely on. I know which one I can trust with which issues. And I know my friends. They all play a different role. But sinebafat, the problem sometimes is that we lie to ourselves. Sifunza or sikholwa ngekubona. Uwabone ma weaknesses emngani wakho. Umbone ukuthi ujealous. Umbone ukuthi ulenhlobo linabela indoda ebantu nanana. But uphinze wena futhi. Uloku umxoxela all the good things that are happening in your life nanana. And then you wonder why. In the end, Ansavan. You saw that weakness in your friend. Because this one is very envious. You know your friend battles with confidence. Akana confidence. But you need to work on this thing. Now be comfortable in your own skin. When you gana egonge la bamba bashayela wena tingwele na bambon. Wakinzondo glomundo because you are not being honest with yourself about what will transpire. Uma realize that you're getting a lot of attention and they're not. Vele sesitsasako, you are creating an enemy in that friend. You know uthi mngane wakhe akanahlanhla kuma relationships, but you're always telling your friend how happy you are in your relationship. For the letinye tindo we are insensitive. kunemuntu who doesn't mind ukuthi angaloko afonela mngani wakhe amtshela ukuthi lo mntwana hey uyadla sikotela siyaphelana nani, but you know very well ukuthi mngani wakho had a miscarriage not long ago, and then you wonder why 1, 2, 3 sene accusana yalona ujelosa. No, the reality is that was not the friend to be to discussing my issues around mntwana with, knowing very well ukuthi naye mntwana uyamfuna but kuloku kuyamoshakala. You can't say when this is the friend that you can discuss thinking at a committed relationship ubumbona ukuthi kudlalwa ngaye uyayifuna committed relationship akanayo. But if we were realistic and we accepted people for who they are and their realities, wathi ukuthi ngine bangani bami lengikhuluma nabo indzaba temali, ngine bangani bami lengikhuluma nabo indzaba temshado, ngine bangani bami lengikhuluma nabo indzaba tebantwana, because it's relevant in those friendships, we wouldn't have problems. We wouldn't. Ngoba lokunye vele kube sekubonakala ngathi uyabreka kuthi yena bamthanda in umuntu agcine se to a certain extent aggrieved for having the things that they don't. And we always make that mistake and then we wonder why. Majita akayendle mistake like bane bantu abanathana nabo bane bantu abaphusha nabo indzaba temali, but they have friends that they know ukuthi nyalo mangifuna kwenda lokhu ufuna ngichile nabo banyalo. They don't make that mistake. The next one, which is the fifth one, men are logical. If you do not have certain attributes, they treat you accordingly. They treat you accordingly. And I think that is another thing that women need to understand. If a man sees ukuthi awunawo ma attributes ebufati, you are for the streets, he can promise you marriage, but I can guarantee you one thing, men do not lie to themselves. He will not give it to you. Wena, on the other hand, ungatiyenga about reality yakho. Umbone umuntu ukuthi this guy that I'm with is for the streets. He's not husband material. But utofuna ukuthi convince ukuthi with me, I'm going to work on him. You're not. He's not. Just make a logical decision to avoid ukuthi hey bangani ba jealous nanana bakushela ukuthi lento lo izama kho lapha ngengizendeke. Be logical. Another thing that we can learn from the gents. I'm going to be getting into some of your comments as to why men have peaceful friendships. They get along very well. But women, on the other hand, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We're getting into that in a moment. It's Rise FM with Tyler. A push to start. You still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And I asked, why do men get along peacefully in friendship, but women are always fighting? And this is what you had to say. Events, Vurena Utsi. Most of the ladies pretend and gossip about each other. Hey, we really need to work on that. BJ Pila Utsi. No competition. We live life. And I think I certainly agree with that. Majita ngaba namunye lo right. Ah, nobelo kunisilo mdzala lo mdzala. Nito chubeka nphile na lo kuthi hey lo mdzala fake stoko kube mnandi. Hayi mbili chubeke. Nhlanhla Isaac uthi we don't gossip about each other and we don't take one another for granted, as on the other hand women have pride and gossip. Yeah, le gossip ngathi seyivela kaningi bafati. Ase silungiseni lokuhleba. Silungiseni lokuhleba. If you have something to say, say it to your friends directly. Mahenga qhamki ngegazette. Cedric Demania kuthi it's obvious too many reasons. Bongmusa Vivica Michelle uthi pretense, jealousy and pride, that's it. But then now, if it really is pretense and jealousy and all of that, then it means we also need to work on self-love as women. Because when you love yourself and you're comfortable in your own skin, you will never be jealous of someone else. But once you become jealous of anyone, then it means you're not happy with who you are. You wish you were someone else. You wish you were different in some kind of way. And even the Bible says, God grant me the serenity to accept what I cannot change, courage to change what I can, and wisdom to know the difference. That is why we consistently work on ourselves. We work on what we can change, and we accept what we can't, and learn to love ourselves in uniqueness. Slungile Jesu was halfway. It's life. We found it like that, and we'll leave it like that. Nepovati man, si tolikon. But solo silwa naye. And I mean, I strongly believe ukuthi uma ngabe invo siyibona ukuthi ayijabulisi iyasihlaza, asihluleke sizamile. Yabona? Because some things are really a reflection of our brokenness, but we don't realize it. There are things that expose ukuthi silimele kangakanani ngekhathi. but sibe tsine singaboni ukuthi siya expose. Libone just uthi obvious they don't love each other, they always expect each other's downfall, they pretend a lot and lie to each other. And if that is the cause, ladies, we need to work on it. Mina, I'm one person who I recognize people that I are forced to be reckoned with. Mundu ngambona ukuthi ambona loya uslam. Uva sengithi hey my force ngiyasonzela. Because I know ukuthi noma ngabe mhlambe ngicabanga ukuthi ngihlakaniphile or whatever, there's a lot to learn. And sometimes you need to be around people with a different perspective to yours. You need to be around people who do things differently to you to learn. It will help you. Gakul. I have friends that are married. And they open up about their mistakes in marriage, all of those things. And that is the role they play. Bayangkhulisa as a woman on issues around marriage. I have friends that are single mothers. Bayangkhulisa, you know, on some of the mistakes that they've made and this and that. I learn. I have friends that are doing a lot more better than me in life. Bayangkhulisa financially in the decisions that I make. Because you're where property is concerned, where assets and physically. These are the mistakes that we've made, and you understand. I have friends that are older than me. Bayangkhulisa, by constantly reminding me, you might think you have time, but you don't. You wake up and time is gone. So whatever you're doing now, make sure, you do not lose focus. Because you will not always be able to do certain things. You will not always have certain opportunities availed to you because of age. So when you get to our age, fanele wati ukuthi uyabona manje, I'm preparing for retirement and I'm not stressed because I know my kids will be taken care of. I know ukuthi ibondi ibhadaliwe. I know ukuthi imoto anginangi. You understand? So it's very important for us as women to understand, if you see another woman who's different to you in some way, tisonze tufunze, whether kudwebalishiya, whether kugqoka, ungasabi kusho ukuthi athi mngani, you've got great taste. Ngicela siphume uma nginemali uyongifundisa a thing or two about ugqoka. Kukhula lokho. If you see someone who's got great skin, ask them, hey, mina, I struggle with mine. What is your routine? What do I need to change? Because ukuthi nami ngibe neskinless sihle. If you see someone who's thriving in their career, tisonzele. What are you doing differently? What do I need to learn? Tisonzele, difake. Ngihlala ngisho njalo ebanganini bami ukuthi uma ungadifaki, utohlupheka nalako unnecessary khona. Uma ungumfati ubophitsitela man, utifake ebantwini. There are women who are divorced. Difake, bakufundise ngedivorce ukuthi hey, uma ngabe uyashada in community of property, it's fine. But akube ne prenup to protect everything like tholu nayo, from your assets to your house to ini, so that when this thing does not work out, you don't start from scratch. You will only lose what you acquired within the marriage that forms part of your marital estate. So uma wena ungadifaki ebantwini, utohlala uqala kabusha empilweni. Ayifuni impilo ukuthi utitshele ukuthi wena ungclever, because letinye tinto you don't need to go through them to know and learn the lessons that come with going through them. Sometimes you can learn from other people's mistakes and avoid making the same mistake simply because ngathi sonze taglo munlo yaba honest nam. Uthi mfethu, you don't want to be where I am. And these are the mistakes that landed me here. Think about it. It's feels on finesse.